Hi, dearest lovelies. Welcome back to another week of Lovely Monday Motivation, where I go live on Instagram for 5 to 10 minutes to give one self-love tip and answer one self-love question. This week's self-love tip is to stop running and confront your deepest fears. So often, people who have been through trauma turn to drugs, alcohol, TV, partying, and many other distractions to keep themselves busy and avoid facing their inner challenges. This method doesn't sustainably work, and the reason for this is because when we are feeling pain and try to push it down, it gets louder and louder until we can't ignore it anymore. In this way, we can hold ourselves hostage to our past experiences. When we face our aching pains head on, we allow them to leave us through the front door of our own self-love. This can be really difficult to do because when we feel our pain, the first thing that we'll probably want to do is reach for our distraction to ease the suffering, which can be the TV or whatever crutch that we use. Over time, this becomes a pattern of running from our feelings. For this, I suggest finding a new habit to replace the crutch that may not be serving your highest good. New habits that are really beneficial for people could be running, cooking, playing with your animals, going for a walk, listening to music, journaling. There's so many amazing things that we can do rather than turning to drugs or alcohol or partying. I want you to know that pain is a messenger. Its purpose is to tell us that something isn't right. For example, our bodies have physical pains that tell us when we need to pay closer attention to that area. If we neglect physical pain, it will grow into a symptom or symptoms that will force us to stop what we're doing and pay attention. This concept applies to our mental health as well. When you make a decision to confront your pain, I suggest that you also consider how you will keep yourself accountable. Be honest with yourself. You know yourself the best. Be ambitious, organized, and focus on building momentum towards your goal. When feelings of discomfort come up, know that this is a temporary feeling. The more you feel it, the more you heal it. I'll say that again. The more you feel it, the more you heal it. Over time, it becomes much easier to face what may be causing you distress. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's how you're gonna heal. And accept situations for what they are. If something happened to you in the past, as unfortunate as it might be, it created you into who you are today. It helped mold you into who you are. The fastest way to move forward is through acceptance. This week's self-love question comes from Colby, who happens to be here live with me. Hi, Colby. Hi, Gracie. Colby asks, how can I overcome constant burnout in pursuing my purpose in the midst of this long road of reaching my goals? Thank you, Colby, for asking this question. My response is having self-awareness. I realize that this may sound so basic, so stay with me. Oftentimes, when people are burnt out, they are not watering themselves first. Let's break this down. First, have an awareness of what feeling good means to you. What does this look like on a daily basis? What activities do you do? How do you feel in your body? Next, intentionally pay attention to triggers. What and when your energy begins to feel depleted. When we know what leaks our power, we can take steps to prevent it from happening. When we have a trigger come up, refer back to doing actions that build you up and make you feel good. In reference to how to prevent burnout when pursuing your purpose, know what your limit is. The key to building anything and moving forward is consistency. For example, if your limit is 6 hours of work per day, limit yourself to only that amount of time. Studies have found that taking short 5 to 10 minute breaks in between work and study sessions increase productivity and memory retention. Many people put a lot of pressure on themselves to be further than they are, and this mindset in itself has the potential to burn you out. Here is another idea I recommend. Have a goal for the day and have 3 targets. For example, if your goal for that day is to get more traffic on Instagram, then create a game plan and know what your milestones are. Your 3 milestones could be 1, engage with other accounts, 2, create, post, and schedule content. 3, do a live video. In this way, you are making a positive change in the direction that you wish to go. If this is done consistently, then the potential to become successful increases exponentially. Remember, consistency is the key to success. There is actually an example where these travelers had 2 game plans. One traveler would only travel when the weather was good, and the other traveler would travel no matter what the weather was. They would travel 20 miles every day. And guess who reached the finish line first? The people that went 20 miles every day, no matter the weather. So I'll share with you what works for me. Typically, I wake up at 7 a.m. and I have my morning self-care routine until about 8:30 a.m. or so, which includes breakfast, showering, walking my dog, praying to God. And this is the time when I water myself before I give to others, because you can't give to others what you don't give to yourself first. It is so important to take time for yourself in the morning or at any time to take this time for yourself. Around 9 a.m., I'll start working. And then I'll work from about 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and take multiple 10 to 15 minute breaks about every hour to hour and a half. Around noon, I give myself about 30 to 45 minutes to eat lunch and take a break. If I need a nap, I'll take a nap. I give myself that space to take care of myself, because working hard doesn't mean that you have to exhaust yourself. What good is it if you live your life constantly working, and then by the time you get what you wanted, you have no health to show for it? So once 6 p.m. comes around, it's time to close down my computer and walk my dog Lila. And that is also my self-care time. And then I'll also maybe read a book or call a friend. Only when I have deadlines or major projects do I tend to work overtime. But I'm always careful to check in with how I'm feeling. Realizing how you're feeling is the key here. We want to have awareness of how we're feeling, and how when we're feeling good, and how when we're starting to leak our energy. So another thing that has worked really well for me is to not do my work if I don't feel like it. This is something that I used to really struggle with. Sometimes with anything, I mean, having a podcast for over 2 years, there's sometimes I don't really want to do it. As with any job that you love. But at those times, before I used to force myself to do it. Now I won't do it until I feel like my whole heart is in it, because I realize that people can feel that energy. And if I push myself to do something when I don't fully want to do it, I'm also going to start resenting doing that thing. So I used to have a mentality that you do what you don't feel like doing to get where you want to go. And I still partly agree with this statement, but I've come to learn that life is meant to be lived moment by moment. Have your moments add up into a beautiful life. There needs to be a balance. There just has to be, or else we'll start to become depleted in one area or another. So if you take away anything from this, have balance in your life between work and your life itself. Have awareness of what feels good to you. Do work when you feel like it. And when you just can't do it, don't push yourself. Do it when you feel ready and when your heart is fully in it. Stop the running. Face your fears. Use your brokenness to bring you closer to you. Your pain is telling you something. It wants to heal you. Don't run from your fears. Your fears are there to love you. And your future self will thank you. As always, I have full faith that you will reach your fullest, highest potential. I love you. Thank you so much for joining my live. Thank you, Colby, for asking this question. And thank you for everyone that joined.